This is the Skirted Roundtable. I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings.
This is Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8.
And Joni Webb with Cote de Texas.
And we are going to be talking today about the sort of technical aspects of putting a blog post up. We all use Blogger, but the three of us actually use different methods of getting our blog posts into Blogger and onto our blogs. And I know Joni, you use something called Live Writer, which I've heard other people talk about, and that's a PC product, right?
Right. Yeah. It's only for PCs. It's not for Mac. There is a somewhat similar product for Mac, but it's not as good. I think it was the girl that used to blog that no longer does. I noticed that she had these huge, gorgeous pictures, and so I emailed her and said, "Why are your pictures so big?" And she said, "Oh, I'm using Live Writer, and it's Windows Live. There's all these, you know, there's Live Messenger and Live Photos. You know, it's a whole package, and one of the packages is a blog application." And so she said, "You'll love it. Try it." And after about 6 months of blogging, I switched over to Live Writer, and now I don't think I could ever. I mean, I know I would quit blogging if I had to go back to Blogger.
Okay.
Because it's a Windows interface, and it's actually you do it offline. You don't have to be online. You don't have to download the photos, which takes forever through Blogger. So if you have a blog that's photo heavy like mine is, you know, I was spending hours just downloading, and it was always not working, Blogger, and there was always an issue with the download.
When you're, Joni, because I don't know what you mean by download, do you mean putting the pictures into Blogger?
Yes.
Okay, so also could be called
just the time? Do you mean just the time it
would take? Yeah, I mean, when you would go to Blogger and you would have to insert the pictures, you have to upload them into the Blogger. Well, with Live Writer, you can drag them in. You can cut and paste pictures. It's like working on a Word for Windows, and so it's very user friendly.
So it's a software program.
Yes, yes, and it's been rated like one of the best software programs ever. You know, people love it. They just absolutely love it. And I've noticed now that so many blogs have gone to it. And the way you can tell is when they have big, gorgeous pictures that are clear and, you know, are focused.
And also the little drop shadow that
you can do snapshots. I kind of started using that. Drop shadow, you can put a fake Polaroid picture around it, you can have nothing. There's a lot of different applications with it. It's great. The fonts are endless.
So does it make the template? How does it work with Blogger? Like Blogger, it gives you all the template, or you can use their templates. You can also use others. But do you...
No,
it's separate.
No, you have to do the HTML... Mm-hmm. Through Blogger. You set up your blog through Blogger. Then you download the Live Writer, and then you connect the two.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll prompt you, I think, because I use the Mac version, which is called Ecto, and we can talk about that. It prompts you with, you know, who's your blog, and you give it the URL and your password, basically, and that's how it calls it up for you and gets you in there.
And you get your pictures off of PhotoBucket. You don't use Flickr, do you, Joni?
No, I don't use Flickr. I just use my computer, and I, you know, use the picture gallery, or I really use Windows Gallery pictures, and I pull them off of there, and I save them through the Google Picasa.
So the Live Picasa. Writer, when you...
That's what it's called?
Yeah, Picasa.
Yeah,
So Live Writer... Picasa is used if you just upload a picture directly into Blogger from your desktop, it goes into a Picasa. So Live Writer also uses Picasa? Okay.
Yeah, and let me say this. there is one major glitch with LiveWriter, and that is that it uploads the pictures to Picasa, and you know, you're just going along, and then one day you'll go to publish, and it will say, oh, error, you can't publish, and we'll have this weird number, and it'll say, like, 500. Well, the first time
it happened... sometimes.
Yeah, well, the first time it happened to me, I, like, flipped out, because, you know, it took me 24 hours, and, you know, no one answers you, and, you know, helpline, except LiveWriter has a fabulous help department. Fabulous. But anyway, so I finally figured out that my album was filled, and I had to go in and rename my Picasa album. And every time they come out with a new version, they forget to fix that glitch. So you know, you have to go in and rename your Picasa album as old and new, because it fills up with photos.
So you're not actually having to pay for additional storage?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm way past. In fact, I'm going on my second, you know, fill out or whatever.
Yeah,
because
Blogger, yeah. You get, I forget how many megabytes, and then, yeah, I think with Picasa, you then have to keep increasing.
Well, I had paid for it, Linda, and I thought, okay, they won't bother me for a while, and now I noticed I'm getting ready to, you know, run out of that space.
Well, so, you have, I think, because your pictures are, you have a lot of pictures, and
yeah.
And they're big, so the megapixels are probably quite large.
And they also double your pictures. There's always a backup.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're saving, you have double the amount of pictures you have are saved on Picasa.
And you can't get this for Mac. It's only for Windows, right?
Yeah.
Only for Windows. Yeah. Now, the Mac, I guess you could say, version is definitely doesn't have all the bells and whistles that sounds like it has. And it's not an Apple product. Mm. It's a product called Ecto, E-C-T-O. And I found it because, Joni, you'd been talking about how great LiveWriter was. And so I Googled LiveWriter for Mac, thinking, you know, maybe there was something available. And this software called Ecto came up that people said, you know, was just as good as LiveWriter, at least sort of as good. So I downloaded it and started using it because, you know, there are issues with using Blogger. You don't have as much, you know, you do have to upload all the pictures, and if your pictures are big, that can take a while. You don't have a lot of formatting options. And I liked it. And what I found was that it was actually uploading, and it did sync with my Apple's products, like my iPhoto, which is where all my images go on my desktop. So I could just drag and drop pictures in. I could resize them. I could put two or three pictures next to each other. I could make them really big, or as big as my blog template will allow. So I really liked that. So I appreciate why, you know, you extolling the virtues of LiveWriter a lot. But the thing I noticed, well, first I realized that it was uploading all my pictures to Flickr. I do have a Flickr account, and there was something that said, do you want to connect to your Flickr? So I said yes, and I never really used my Flickr account all that much. And that's when I found out that Ecto uses Flickr as your, you know, where those are going to, which is fine because I had the account. I've since had to upgrade to the Flickr Pro account because I'm uploading too much in a month for the free account. But I realized, although I really liked it for formatting and stuff, it wasn't always perfect. There were a lot of glitches with it. And the quality of the photos it was degrading the quality of the photos, I noticed.
Yeah, you told me that.
And so then when I realized if I upload my photos directly to Flickr and then do the copy image as function and put them into Blogger, that maintains the quality of the pictures, and I can resize them right in Blogger. So I've gone back after experimenting. I've actually stopped using Ecto and gone back to the old-fashioned upload the picture or do copy image as and put the picture in that way into Blogger and just type around it. And I don't have the ability to put two pictures next to each other. And I'm sure I would have the ability if I could figure out how to use it, but I haven't.
Yeah, I'm looking at this Ecto right now, and I'm just trying to figure out, would it, besides, I like the idea of being able to have pictures, not just one on top of the other. That's kind of great. But I'm wondering if it's going to be easier if I do Ecto, if I'm going to feel like Joni does and not want to go back to Blogger, if Blogger's, I mean, I don't feel that it takes forever. And I know that when people are reading my blog...
But Megan, you typically only have two or three pictures a post.
Yes. That's
you
true.
know, it, and it's different when you have 20 or 30, you know.
Definitely.
It's a huge time difference. So,
yeah,
you know.
Now, what do you think about people waiting the time that you're asking your viewers to take to for them to upload onto it? Because when you go onto a site that has a lot of photos and they're big, it takes a lot longer.
Well, you know, that's funny. I got a letter about it today. Someone was complaining about, you know, my pictures are too big or, you know, it takes too long to load. I don't think it's, and what I told her is I don't necessarily think it's that the pictures are too big. I just think there are a lot of pictures. And when there are a lot of pictures, it does take, I mean, let's face it, we're talking 2 minutes, you know.
And
as opposed to instantaneously.
Right.
You know what? The only thing that drives me crazy with the when there are blogs, I can't comment because I think I'll be sitting there, and I tend to have a lot of tabs open, too. That's the other thing when I'm online. You know, I'll want to comment, and it won't let me comment because it has to wait until the entire page is upload, you know,
yeah.
Everything's there. And that's the only, and then I sit there and go, well, I don't have time. It's not letting me comment. So I move on.
But Megan, how can you comment if you've been reading before it's even uploaded?
No, you're not understanding me. It's not that the one post is not done. The post that I just read is done, but there's more there, like down the page.
I only load two stories onto a page for that reason, you know.
Yours isn't the one I'm talking about, by the way.
But, you know, I don't know. What do you do? Do you not write?
I think your readers like your, I think your audience really likes the fact that you have big, beautiful pictures. I think the people that keep coming back don't care.
Right.
So I don't even think it's a criticism. It's just a comment, you know?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, what do you do? Change your style of blogging because it does take a minute or two to load?
Well, you might want to...
You go get a cup of coffee and then come back. You know?
Well, I mean, studies, definitely the fact is web studies have shown that the long, you know, if someone's new to your blog, the majority of the people aren't going to wait around. Unless they've heard about you, you know, because they're going to lose their patience. So you do run the risk of losing new readers because they've lost the patience. I've noticed on my computer, your pictures load pretty quickly. It also depends on the rate of, you know, the cable speed or if someone's got dial up, they're doomed. But they're doomed anyway, so they're still using dial-up.
No one has dial-up anymore, do they?
Some people, I know.
Well, this woman that complained was from somewhere like Norway or Sweden,
yeah.
And it just made me wonder, you know, what is the connection rate and what is her, you know, computer like, you know?
Well, it's all of those things, but I know when I was filling in at the Boston Design Center at a French... watching the showroom of some friends of mine, a French antique showroom, and their internet access was called enhanced dial-up, and I couldn't read your blog, but I knew I'd come back to it eventually, you know, because it just took too long. It was too painful for me to wait, but theirs was really slow. Like, I pretty much couldn't read a lot of blogs. It wasn't just yours. But that is a risk that people should be aware of, you should pay attention anytime you design any kind of website, you know, look at it from other people's computers. So that you know, is it showing up the way you want it to? And are the download times reasonable? You know, I think, Joni, for what you're offering, it is reasonable. And I'm sure most of your, you know, standard, most of your readers are perfectly happy to wait because they know that they're going to see a whole bunch of fantastic pictures. But a newer blogger may not want to do that because people aren't going to have the patience for them.
Yeah. Well, I said, you know, what is my option? And I don't have one now. So, you know, I know I don't have an answer.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, unless, I mean, if you've only gotten one email complaint, then it's not, you know, a big deal. You know, maybe that's when you put a little disclaimer that says, you know, have patience. Your patience will be rewarded. You know, one of those things. Which I've seen on other blogs, but so that, you know, that's an issue. So Joni, you just won't even go back into doing it, uploading it right into Blogger anymore. Right?
Well, the funny thing is the Skirted Roundtable, I do it through Blogger,
yeah,
you know?
Just the regular. Because those are short enough.
Yes, when we have to, you know, because I never, you know, it's the three of us sharing it. So I can't put it on Live Writer, and it's you know, aggravating, but it's okay because it's usually just one picture.
And
so,
you're slumming with the rest of us. But I really kind of hope that Apple puts out a program like that. They do have through their iWeb software. There is a blogging thing, which I have because I run my own website on iWeb, but I've never really looked at the blogging template, but I don't think it's anything like LiveWriter. It's not intended as a standalone thing to integrate with other blogs like a LiveWriter or Ecto does. So this is my shout out to Apple that it would be probably...
Do you guys know anything about this one called Blogo?
No, Blogo.
Uh-huh.
No. Is it for Mac?
Well, I just now Googled blogging software for Mac, and it says Mac blogging software done by our high-tech dad blog. I don't know if this has to do with...
I think one of the keys to look for is if you can do it offline. You know, Megan, I think that's one of the advantages of LiveWriter.
That would help. Because you don't need... Then, yeah, you can take it with you, and you're not... bound to if you have a computer. I have a desktop and a laptop, but it'd be so nice to just be able to do it offline. It looks like
have any tools? I have one tool that I use for blogging that I love and can't live without, and that's Hypersnap. Do y'all use Hypersnap?
Uh-uh. No, I use, I think it's probably the same concept. I use, it's a download from Firefox called something that I can't remember, but it's
similar. What do you use it for?
Grab pictures off the internet.
I have Grabbit. Do you have, who has a Mac? You have a Mac, Linda, right?
Yeah.
Don't you use Grabbit ever? If you need to pull something that won't pull off?
No, I haven't used Grabbit.
It's on your, it's
already. That's on that. Yeah, it is? See, PCs don't have that, Megan, so.
Oh, so this sort of takes the place of that, huh?
Right. Right.
So yeah. I already have Grabbit on my computer.
It's called Grab. Actually, it's not Grabbit. It's Grab. Yeah, if you type Grab into your Spotlight, it's in there. Only problem is that it turns it into a TIFF and not a JPEG. So you then have to open it back up and then save it as a JPEG, which is a pain if you're doing several.
Yeah, I had downloaded. It's a download for Firefox that ends up in the bottom right hand screen grab. Firefox screen grab. I think it's called, and you can save the complete page, you can save the visible portion, you can save a selection, so you just drag it, you know, the mouse around it, and then it saves it as a ping.
The Blogo thing, while we've been talking, I've been looking at this, I might have to try this. It's only $25. It's the Apple staff pick, Leo Laporte, which I don't know if any of you know who he is. He was in San Francisco. He was on this computer, nerdy computer show that I used to watch every day. But he always has really good advice. But he gave it his pick of the week. It might be a good thing. It sounds a lot like what Joni, what you use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have a free trial because I'm looking at it. So you let me know, since we both have Apples, you let me know.
Oh, you're right. There is a free trial. Yeah. I'm all over this. I'm going to try it. I'll let you know.
See, we've all learned something new.
This has been the Skirted Roundtable with Joni Webb from Coat to Texas, Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, and I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings. You can visit us online at www.skirtedroundtable.blogspot.com or download our podcasts from iTunes. Search for the Skirted Roundtable. Thank you so much for joining us. As usual, we appreciate all of your comments and emails and suggestions, and we will be back soon.